number 100, Psalms 100 tonight. Psalms chapter 100. This is probably my favorite passage in the idea of Thanksgiving, and I really enjoy this passage of Scripture, and we're going to look at some different things tonight and look at the expressions of a thankful heart. The expressions of a thankful heart. You know, different people show their appreciation and thankfulness in different ways. You know, some people send thank you notes. Some people say you're supposed to write them out by hand and send them through the mail. I know that's the either that or you hand it to them, but that's the proper way of doing it. I know when I got married, my wife is very good at that. She likes to write out thank you notes and hand them out or set them somewhere or mail them. She likes to be very thankful that way. I wasn't really brought that up that way. You know, we just said thank you and that was enough, but she taught me that, and I think that's a nice way of showing appreciation. Some people do it face to face. Nowadays, people send emails and text messages. I'm better at that than I am at handwriting. My handwriting's horrible. But there's different ways people show their appreciation. There's different ways people express your appreciation and their thankfulness. One of the ways that people do that is sometimes they take a picture of whatever is they're thankful for. Like if someone gave someone flowers, they'll take the pictures of the flowers sitting on the table, and they'll send that through a text message or an email and say thank you. Some will actually, you know, if it's a gift certificate to go out to eat, they'll take a picture of the family and they'll send it. Those are all kind of neat ways of different people how they express their thanks. But here's the thought I like to do tonight and just think about for a little while. How in the world can we express our thanks to God? No sense sending him a text message. He already sees the things. He doesn't need email. He already knows what we're thinking. But how do we as Christians and believers express our thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And that's just the thought tonight. Remember to this morning, I introduced this thought, it's easy to be thankful for the things we have, but it's important to be thankful to the one who's given us those things. It's important to understand that we give God the glory he deserves. And it's important that we understand that it's not just being thankful for our families and being thankful for clothes and being thankful for a church and thankful for this, thankful for that. It's being thankful instead of just for, it's being thankful to God, remembering God and saying, I'm thankful to what God has done. Remember, every good gift, where does it come from? It comes from above. And we got to remember all the good things we have and all the good things that it's all because of God. And so I want you, as we enter in this Thanksgiving season, I want us to make sure we have a heart of praise and worship towards God. We can be thankful and grateful for things without giving God the glory. Remember the passage of Scripture we talked about this morning in the book of Luke? It was about those 10 lepers. You know, the classic Thanksgiving passage. I'm sure many preachers have preached the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And it talked about, and that phrase, God said, in Luke chapter number 17, verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? And remember, picture this. He's not talking to the one person because he wouldn't say, wasn't there 9 other guys with you? He's talking to the crowd, to the disciples. And he says, were there not 10 cleansed? And then he asks the question, where are the 9? And that's the question. He's saying, look, I helped this many people and one person came back. Now, don't get me wrong. All 10, I'm sure we're grateful. All 10, I'm sure we're thankful. But Jesus said this way, they're not found that returned to give glory to God. There is one who stopped and gave glory to God. And what I want to talk about tonight is a little bit is giving expressions of a thankful heart, how we can give glory to God, how we can express a thankful spirit. Once again, I don't know if you do it through text messaging. I don't know if you do it through thank you cards. I don't know if you do it through email or whatever it is that you do. How do you show your thankfulness to others? It's fine. But how do we express a heart of thankfulness to God? And I think that's a good thing to look at tonight as we look at it, as we get into the passage of Scripture. So let's remember this here that was my theme verse for this Thanksgiving season. And the Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. So Jesus said there is only one that came back and gave glory to God. There is only one that gave that praise and adoration for God, and they saw, you know what, I've been cleansed, I'm grateful for that, but there's one who recognized, man, this came from God, and I need to stop and praise the Lord. So let's give him glory to his name. So there's different things I'd like to look at tonight in Psalms 100, which is where we're going to start at. We're going to go ahead and read the whole Psalm. Actually, it's a very short one. Let's read it all together. So I know we don't do that a lot, but make sure that you're awake. And so it's Psalms 100, and let's go ahead and start in verse number 1. We're going to read all the way through verses 1 through 5, and let's do it as a congregation. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy and his truth endure to all generations. What a great passage of scripture. I bet you there are some people in this room that can probably even quote it. And they can, I know I can quote some of the verses. I know I might mess up if I try to say all five at the same time, but, some great passages of scripture. There are some things in here I think that we can show an expression of a thankful heart. First thing I want you to think about, it's a heart of joy. You see what it says there? You know, it says in verse number 1, make a joyful noise. And we know everybody that can't sing uses that as their excuse. The Bible says make it a joyful noise, you know, so it definitely is a noise for some people, but it's supposed to be joyful. It's a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I think if we truly are going to have a heart of an expression, and once again, there's no sense of us sending a thank you card to God, but the way we show our expression of our thankfulness for God and for what he's done and how we are grateful is by having a joyful heart. By having a joyful spirit. See, joy is the outgrowth of a thankful heart. Even in our darkest days, we have more blessings than we can count. And if we will actually pause to count them, as the song Count Your Blessings says, we will be surprised at what the Lord have done. See, I believe thankful people are joyful people. And we should learn to count our blessings. And like I said, there's different ways we can express thanks to one another. But if we're truly going to be an appreciative and grateful and thankful for God, our hearts are going to be filled with joy. They're going to be filled with an expression. It's not going to be one of a grumpiness or one. And I know different people have different personalities. I know different people can smile all the time and other people that might be a little bit more solemn. But you can have joy in your heart. And people can know that you have joy in your heart. And that's when the Bible says, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We should be joyful in our heart. It's something that we should be rejoicing. We have Jesus Christ is our Savior, and it's something, and he says here, verse number 1, make a joyful noise, and it's unto the Lord. I've been around a lot of people who are grumpy, and I've been around a lot of people who are joyful. I'd rather be around the people that are joyful. I've never really met someone who was, never met someone who was joyful that was unthankful. The two usually just don't go together. I've never met someone who is truly, honestly joyful on a regular basis that is not thankful. Why? Because to have a joy in your heart means that we're thankful for what God's done for us. That's an expression. That is something we can walk through here in our lives with an attitude. We can walk through our lives needing to have a gratitude adjustment. Or we can walk through our lives being grateful. And we can walk through our lives with joy in our heart and joy in our lives. And we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we can, but so many times people waste their lives. We talked about this, stewarding our lives. And God doesn't want us to steward our lives with, fearing man. God doesn't want us to steward our lives by worrying all the time. God doesn't want us to steward our lives. And God doesn't want you to waste your life with a bad attitude. He didn't save you for you to walk around with a sorry disposition. And once again, I understand people go through things. We do not want people to be fake. We do not want people to be putting on a show and being a hypocrite. There are times when we mourn. There are times when we go through dark days. But to be honest with you, we can always make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Why is it that we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord? We've heard that in verse number 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his courts into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. We can always be joyful because we have a good God. And it continues on. And his truth, it endureth to all generations. And verse number 5. But it also says his mercy is everlasting. I want you to understand that we should be a joyful people. We should be something that people should not be around us. What do you mean? Well, the Bible says, let your light shine before men. And sometimes people take that light and they hide it underneath a bushel because of the fact they do not want to be joyful. And one of the ways that we can express a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude towards God is by being joyous. We have something to be thankful for. How can we express that when all we do is have a bad attitude? So this week, when we go into Thanksgiving, and we thought, okay, how can I express the fact I'm thankful for God? How can I express the fact that I'm not just thankful for all the things. I'm not just thankful for the house and the clothing. I'm not just thankful for the family. I'm not just thankful for this and thankful for that. I'm thankful for God, thankful to God. How do I express that to the world? How do I declare his glory? How do I make the world know that I am thankful for what God has done for me? I have a heart of joy. I don't have a sorry disposition. I have a heart that's full of joy and gladness. Once again, I know that sometimes we go through hard things. And I know we have, well, I got joy in my heart. Well, you should let your face know, because sometimes you just can't see it. And I know, seems like they have a smile on their face all the time. My brother calls Mr. Jim Smiley sometimes because, he smiles all the time. He's got a big smile. He's not picking on him. It's because he enjoys Brother Jim when he sings, because he has this big smile on his face. He doesn't always remember his name, but when we're talking, he says, Smiley, he did a good job leading the singing, or he enjoyed the special music. And I said, you mean Mr. Jim? He says, yeah, yeah. He says, I like him. And he says, it's because a smile is contagious many times. And we don't want people to be fake, but we also don't want people, we should not be living in a state of unsatisfaction, ungratefulness, and unhappiness. How do we express thanks? We do it with joy. We don't do it with worry. We don't do it by being overwhelmed. We remember that God, he is God. He has made us. He is our shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture. So if we truly want to say we're thankful, we show it with expression of joy. You ever given somebody a present? Sometimes when you're sitting there around Christmas and somebody gave you a present, maybe you're sitting around the tree, or maybe even at the Christmas gift exchange. We'll use that as, whoever got that one gift and they're opening up, they're watching you to see whether or not you like the gift. Because usually after you open it, you can tell by somebody's face whether or not they really liked it. And it was like, oh, thank you for that. No, but you watch somebody's face, there's joy when it's like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. We can always be thankful, right? And our joy, our face, is an expression that we are telling the world, I'm thankful for what God's doing in my life. I am grateful for what God is doing in my life. We need to sometimes tell our face. Sometimes you should come up here. Maybe each week we should have somebody rotate and sit up here in a choir so you can see what you look like when you're being preached to. Now, some people would sleep on the platform too, probably. But, and I know people are listening intently, and that's why they got this look on their face. But sometimes it's hard. It's like, man, can you just change? Let your face know that you're actually happy. And so have a joyful heart. Thankful people are joyful people. Blessings, you think about it this way. If we don't think we have anything to be thankful for, we are missing all the many things he's given to us. When our heart is overflowing of gratitude, it will find an outlet. When our heart is full of thankfulness and gratitude towards God, it will find an outlet somehow, whether it be through our speech or through our actions. And when our heart is full of gratitude, it's going to come out. We all know when our heart's full of anger, it comes out, right? We all know when our heart's full of it's coming out one way or another, because remember, it's what comes out of the heart of man that defileth. So when our heart's full of gratitude, when our heart is full of appreciation and thankfulness, it will come out. So how do you express thankfulness to God? You have a joyful heart. Second thing, not only a joyful heart, it is a life of service. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. And so here's the second thing. Not only is it a heart of joy, it is a life of service. Like the Apostle Paul and that we learned about this morning in our Sunday school class, for the love of Christ constraineth us. You know, we don't serve Christ out of guilt. We don't serve Christ out of fear. We don't serve Christ because of the fact that we're worried about not earning enough rewards. It's out of a expression of a thankful heart that we serve Him and we serve Him with gladness. It's because of our grateful love for Him we will serve Him and find reasons to praise Him. And as our heart is full of praise and we're thankful for what God has done, we're thankful for what other people do, it is just an outlet. It just expresses the love of God, expresses our thankfulness when we are willing to serve Him, but just not serve Him, serve Him with gladness. Gladness. I've been around people when they're serving and they look so grumpy, you like feel like going up to them and say, why don't you just go home? I'd rather do the other work than have to deal with someone who feels like they're obligated to be here. And that's not the way. It means that they're unthankful. What do you mean unthankful? It means our hearts are unthankful. We're not serving Him with gladness. We're not thankful we get the opportunity to serve. We're not thankful that God has placed us in the ministry. He's placed us as an ambassador and we want to let our light shine and we want to, now what's good? Not everybody has the favorite things in the world to do. Not everybody's going to sign up to do this or sign up to do that. But, you know, if we have a thankful, we're going to express a thankful heart by serving Him. It is a life of service, a service of gratitude. It's going to show. That's going to express it. I'm thankful that God's given me and God has called me and God has saved me and He placed me, like we learned in Sunday school class, He's placed me in a ministry. And I know you said, well, that's you, Pastor. No, God's given us all, as we learned this morning in Sunday school class, a ministry of reconciliation. He's given us all a word of reconciliation. He's given us all the word of God. And we should be expressing that and transferring what we know from the word of God to someone else. That's what our ministry should be. Now, there's acts of service. There's things like cleaning. There's things like organizing. There's things like cooking. There's things like, there's so many different things that we can do. And our life is a life of service when we say, you know what? God is good. And when we say God is good and God has done so much and God has done so much for me, I'm going to express my thankfulness to Him by writing a card. No. I'm going to express my thankfulness to Him by giving a life of service. I'm going to say, God, because I am thankful and because I am overwhelmed and because my heart is full, I'm going to say, Lord, it needs some type of outlet. It's coming out of me and it's going to see the joy. And not only the joy, I want to do something to serve Him. I want to do something to show Him that I'm thankful for what He did. It's not just because I'm thankful for this, this, and this. I'm thankful to Him. And so because I'm thankful to Him, I want to serve Him. And that's what He says, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I say, hey, serve Him. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Go find somebody to tell about Jesus. If you don't know anything else to do, go find somebody to tell about Jesus. And that's what He's given us things to do. We're an ambassador. Have a heart of joy. That's an expression of a thankful heart. That's a way that we can show God, God, you know I'm thankful. I'm going to let my face know it. God, you know I'm thankful because I'm so thankful, I'm going to respond by doing a life of service. You know, sometimes when we're very thankful what someone did, we express that by responding something. I don't like it when people feel like they miss the whole picture of Christmas when someone shows appreciation and gratitude and they says, okay, this person gave me a gift last year, I need to give this person a gift. That's the wrong spirit there. That's not really what is intended there. It's not what Christmas is about. I think Christmas is a wonderful season where people do give gifts, and that's a thing like the wise men gave the gifts to Jesus. You know, God gave the greatest gift of all, which was Jesus. I don't think there's anything wrong as long as we do not take the wrong matter and, you know, as long as we don't have the wrong placement of priorities. But I don't think people should feel obligated to have to give it a gift to someone else because they gave something. But out of a heart of appreciation and love, we've seen what He's done. We have no other choice but to want to serve Him. The third thing, you see a joyful heart. The third thing, you see a life of service. The third thing, and obviously this is words of praise. I think this is kind of it goes and make a joyful noise, serve the Lord with gladness, then the praise comes. It's easy to praise him sometimes. We see people all across the world, you know, lifting up their hands and praising and doing different things. And then once again, lifting up holy hands, there's nothing wrong with that. But there are a lot of people who will just go out and they'll sing praises about God, and they'll get out and live like the world and live like the devil. And, you know, that's not an expression of a thankful heart. But if there's something that's overwhelming in you, how grateful you are, you're going to tell somebody else too. Look what it says in verse number two. It says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." He wants us to sing. God wants to hear you sing. He said, "Nobody else wants to hear me sing." Well, then sing only when nobody else is around, or sing when there's a congregation around. You know, enter into his presence with singing. I like that, because you think about it. You know, when you're singing to the Lord, it's as if you're singing to and before God. You enter into the presence of God. When the choir is singing, you know, I know Brother Jim's up there leading, but we're singing to the Lord. He's the one hearing that. And that's who we should be singing for. That's what we should be. You know, when I'm preaching, when many times I look up and I look that way, because number one, your faces don't look very happy. And number two, because I'm looking because I want to please him when I preach. It's about him. And we enter into his presence with singing. So next time you got that hymn book and you're looking at it and you're just kind of mumbling along and wondering, should I sing out or not? Should I be thinking about the words I'm singing? You know, remember, as a heart of thankfulness, I am entering into his presence, and I don't want to do it halfway for my Lord. I want to do it in a way that is pleasing and honoring to him, and I want to give it my best, even if my best isn't sounding the greatest. I wonder him how God would feel if he heard you singing. You think, I know some of you guys have wonderful voices. I know a few of us have really bad voices. But if we have the right heart and the right thankful heart, I wonder which one sounds better to God. You know, if you have a great voice and not a thankful heart, or a bad voice and a thankful heart, I think that thankful heart probably sounds better to God. Amen. Don't you? I do. And so here's the thoughts here. Number one, if we're going to express thankfulness to God, we should have a joyful spirit. We should. I mean, like I said, I know different people are a little bit solemn. I remember the one time I was sitting here, and it was my 10-year anniversary here, and they brought my family in, and once again, people look at you to see how you're responding, and someone looked at me and said, "You didn't look happy when they came in." I says, "That's because I don't like my family," but I was only joking. But they were looking to see how my response was going to be, and I was surprised, but I'm not the type of person that really does not like to know what goes on in a church service. It's just, you know, as a pastor, I'm supposed to know what's going on. I know it's supposed to be a surprise, and that's fine. But I says, different people respond different ways. Sometimes people cry. You're not going to see me cry in public very often. That's just who I am. You might see other people cry, and there are times when I do cry. But like I said, you're not going to. And like I said, people respond in different ways. But if you got a joyful heart, you know what's going to happen? It's going to show up. And if that joyful heart's there, and you're just going to want to serve him. And as you're wanting to serve him, you're just going to want to praise him, and you're just going to want to say things to him. All throughout the Psalms, thanksgiving and singing is linked together. The Bible says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms," in Psalm 95. The song "Come Thou Fount" reminds us the streams of mercy never ceasing calls for sound songs of loudest praise. Gratitude tunes our hearts to sing God's praise. Even if our voice is not quite on pitch, sing anyway. God loves to hear our songs of praise. If we're really looking for a way to express our thankfulness, it comes with praise. It does. I know people use that phrase, praise and worship, and because of the music that's attached to it, that's something that we run away from. But God wants us to praise. And it says in John chapter 4, he's looking for people who will worship him. He's looking for people who are going to praise him. That's when he's teaching these disciples. He said, earlier this morning when we talked about it, he said, "Look, I helped 10 people, and only one came back to give God the glory. Now, they were all thankful for what happened. They were all grateful for what happened. But one realized it was God who did it. And that faith made him whole." The fourth thing I want you to think about is expressions of a thankful heart. We can't express it by writing a note, but we can express it by having obedience to his word. Now, I know sometimes people will say, if you're going to love me, if you love me, you do what I told you to do. You know, that just doesn't work when it comes to humans. It just doesn't, you know, that's not your way of showing love to a human being. The way you show love to a human being is by our consideration. We're flesh, and sometimes a child can show love because he wants to honor his parents and they obey them. I get that. But I shouldn't go to my wife and says, if you really truly love me, you're going to obey me. And you're going to do what I tell you to do. And my wife shouldn't come to me and say, honey, if you really truly want to show me how you can love me, then I want you to do this, this, and this. You know, we have different ways to express our love to one another. But in the Bible and God's word, you know what he actually says? If ye love me, keep my commandments. We once again, the thank you notes really don't mean much to God. He wants you to prove and demonstrate and show your love to him by being faithful to him. It says it. I guess I didn't write that one up there, but it's found in John 14:15. He's talking to his disciples. He's headed to the cross. He gets preached that famous message about let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He's going through that, and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's going through all that. He's heading to the garden where he's going to be betrayed and put, and he says, look, if you really, truly want to show me that you love me, then obey me. You know, I love Jesus. How about you? They sing it back and forth. And I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. You know, all those things. But he says, there's a lot of fakeness in the world. There's a lot of people that are serving with an unthankful heart. But if you truly want to express your thankfulness to God, he says, obey me. In Luke earlier, this year, we looked at this and we saw in Luke 6:46, he says, Jesus said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And that's, why do we call him God? Why do we say he's Lord and Master? And then we don't do what he says. It's, if we truly are thankful for who God is and what God is doing in our life, we're going to have a joyful heart. Not only are we going to have a joyful heart, we're going to have a life of service. And we're going to have words of praise for him. But because we're thankful for him, we're going to obey him. We're going to say, his way is best. I can demonstrate the fact that I am thankful for him. I have a grateful heart towards him. I have a grateful heart to his word because I'm going to listen to it. That's an expression that God wants to see. That's an expression that God wants to hear. The response is, I'm going to obey, but I'm going to do it with joy. I'm going to do it with gladness. I'm going to do it with service. And I'm going to do it with praise. That's how I respond. But if you had asked somebody to do something, oh yeah, I love you. I'm thankful for you. If you had asked, well, can you do this for me? And they don't listen, or they're not going to have much respect for you, are they? No. Fifth thing, this will be the last thing, cheerful sacrificing. I didn't realize that until I started studying that 1 Chronicles 16:29 has almost the exact same verse as the verse in Psalms 29.2. Of course, I've read it a number of times. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, there's actually an added phrase to the exact same verse. It says, give unto the Lord the glory to his name. God deserves the glory. God deserves praise. God deserves expressions of thankfulness, like having joy in your heart because you're thankful for him and you're overflowing with that joy. A life of service is something that's giving God glory to his name. He deserves our life. Words of praise, he deserves that. Obedience, he deserves that. But here he says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Then it says, bring an offering. It says it there. You know, it's exact same verse. And then he says, and come before him to worship the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. You go to Psalm 29:2, verse 2. It just says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And that referring to that a right and holy life is a way we can express our thankfulness to God. But there is another way, and that is by bringing an offering. No, we're not going to go take another offering after we preach this just to try to give you to give more money. That's not the end. That's not my interest, and that has never been my interest. You know, we always present needs. If you want to be a part, if God leads you, be a part. God blesses. And once again, it's so fruit can abound to your account. It's not me trying to, it's a pastor's and a pastor heart trying to say, this is what's best for you. Consider this. And here he says, give the glory to his name. that deserves an offering, a cheerful sacrifice. And there's different ways to give an offering. Think about it. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's praise. That's our lips. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Right? There's different forms of sacrifice. That's why I use the word cheerful sacrificing instead of just giving. But there are ways that, remember, where our treasure is, that's where our heart is, that where our treasure will be also. And many times our heart is in our pocketbook, and that's when God says, I want you to sacrifice. I want you to show me as an expression of thankfulness of all I've done for you to give. Give your life. Give your service. Use your mouth, but also be a cheerful giver when it comes to your resources too. So how do we express our gratitude towards God? How do we express our heart of thanks to God? And there was some neat ways there are some practical ways you can do that. I saw people that had suggestions about how you can give thanks and give praise to God. And, you know, they talk about writing things out once a day to the whole month of Thanksgiving. They talk about, you know, if you have 10 people that are friends, you each have a blank notebook and you write something you're thankful for about that person. You just kind of spin it around the room. So everybody has a list of things that they are thankful. There's all types of things that you can do to express your thankfulness for other people. But how are we going to express our thankfulness to God? We're going to let our face show it. It's going to be declaring his glory by having a joyful countenance. I'm not saying you got to walk out here with a big smile on your face and be fake. But I am saying that as a heart, you should show that you have the joy of God on your life. And secondly, it is a life of service. Service will not scare you if you're thankful for God. You'll be like, you know what? He's done so much for me. I need to let it out somehow. I need to give it out some way. I have such a full heart. Words of praise. It is going to come out. If we're thankful, I'm just thankful for God, thankful for what he's done, thankful for the fact he saved, you know, and also it's going to be shown through being obedient. We show our appreciation and thankfulness to him by listening to him. And last but not least, by sacrificing for him. Give him the glory due his name. He deserves all praise, worship, and honor. And this Thanksgiving season, as we usher in the Christmas season, it's a time that we give thanks. We should always give thanks, but how are we going to express that thankfulness to God? Are we going to be joyful? Are we going to be serving? Are we going to be obedient, praising, and sacrificing? This is a way we can show our hearts are thankful. A person who is not showing the joy of God in their life means they're unhappy about something, unthankful about something that God has put in their lives. Say, Pastor, am I supposed to be thankful for everything? What does the Bible say? What does the front of your bulletin say? I think it says, in all things, give thanks. And then, yeah, you know, Pastor, I'm supposed to, you know, it's easy to serve when you have a heart of thanksgiving. Of course, I can serve because God has done so much for me. I don't mind at all serving because of what he's done for me. And those words of praise are easy to come by when our hearts are full of thanksgiving. Those sacrificing and those obedience, even though it might not be the easiest thing in the world, but because I'm thankful for God, I'm going to obey him. When I'm not thankful for the things he tells me to do, that's when I disobey him. When I love him and want to express my love for him, I obey him. When I'm not happy with what he's asking me to do, I disobey him. When I love my flesh more than I love him, I disobey him. That's how it boils down to is, you know, am I really happy with God? Thankful for God? Thankful for him? Then I'm going to obey him. And part of that obedience is by offering our lives as a living sacrifice. God, this isn't much, but this is the body you've given me. Out of a heart of gratitude and thankfulness, I'm giving it back to you. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation. Let us always remember to give thanks. How do you express your thanks to God? By being joyful. Maybe